solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1868. Member FDIC.
To an agent today.
You're listening to Cardinals Baseball on ESPN Radio 93.5 WSJK Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana. Brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window. Quality since 1955.
Christine Blasey Ford tells senators she'll talk on her terms.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Let her have her say, and let's see how it all works out. But I don't think you can delay it any longer. They've delayed it a week already.
President Trump talking to Fox's Sean Hannity before a campaign rally last night in Las Vegas. He also called Brett Kavanaugh an outstanding person. The Supreme Court nominee continues to deny Ford's allegations. He groped and got on top of her, tried to take off her clothes at a party when they were teenagers 36 years ago. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, if she appears at a hearing, Ford doesn't want to be in the same room with Judge Kavanaugh, and she wants him to testify first. Those are some of the conditions her lawyers have given lawmakers. She also doesn't want a lawyer to do the questioning, only members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Ford's legal team also says Monday's not possible, but she may be available another day later next week. Judge Kavanaugh wrote a letter to Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley saying he wants a hearing as soon as possible so he can clear his name. Dave.
Rachel, Michael Cohen, the former Trump attorney, is cooperating with the special counsel's Russia probe, which the president often calls a witch hunt. The Wall Street Journal reports Cohen's met more than once with Robert Mueller's investigators, and part of the discussions, past Trump business dealings in Russia. Cohen pleaded guilty last month to campaign finance violations regarding a payment and a plan to make another, trying to keep two women quiet about claims of having affairs with Donald Trump years ago. There are questions that may never be answered in Aberdeen, Maryland, the day after a woman went on a shooting spree at work.
We do not, at this time, have a motive.
Sheriff Jeffrey Gaylor, she murdered three people, wounded three before killing herself. Shots fired in Miami. You're hearing a man wanted by the FBI in a hate crime shooting at police near the airport, but he missed. They didn't, firing back and killing him. At Orlando's airport, a student pilot jumped a fence, got on an American Airlines plane that was undergoing maintenance. Technicians stopped him. He's now facing numerous charges. Fox News, fair and balanced.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Doctor, award-winning chief medical correspondent, and Salon Pos user, Dr. Bob Arnott.
For pain relief, the best solution may surprise you. I found that Salon Pos Lidocaine Plus works best for my pain. It's powerful, available without a prescription, and uses two anesthetics to numb nerves right where it hurts. It starts to work on contact, providing effective, lasting pain relief I can count on.
Salon Pos, in the silver box with the blue wave.
President Trump urged his supporters at that rally last night in Las Vegas to go to the polls.
If somebody has a cold, we don't have a majority that day. It's like we have to have more Republicans in office. We'll get everything we want so fast. We've got to have it.
Now he says the economy is great and the country's doing well.
Except for a lot of the fake news that you see from these people back here.
He'll rally again today in Springfield, Missouri. The president also told the crowd he is not the president of the globe, as he keeps battling other countries on trade.
President Trump is defending his latest round of tariffs imposed on China, $200 billion on a slew of Chinese goods coming into the U.S.
For a long period of time, China has taken advantage of our country. And I don't blame China. I blame the people that represented our nation to have allowed that to happen.
In retaliation, Beijing said it would hit $60 billion in U.S. products with tariffs of their own. Yet even as the conflict escalates, the Trump administration has signaled it would still be open to talks as early as next week. Last year, the U.S. trade deficit with China was $375 billion. at the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Well, floodwaters receding in some parts of North Carolina where hundreds of people needed rescues.
I'm grateful to the men and women who do this. Amazing how we were able to pull together as Americans to get this job done.
That's Governor Roy Cooper. Meanwhile, in South Carolina, the threat's not over. In some areas where rivers flow to the ocean, they're fearing some big flooding next week. Last night, the Cleveland Browns finally got a win, snapping a 19-game winless streak, topping the New York Jets 21-17, the first win for the Browns since 2016.
How about that?
I'm Dave Anthony.
Yeah.
Fox News Radio.
Brownies are the win column, first time since 2016. An NFL team has won a football game, and it comes at the expense of the Jets.
Well, they didn't lose last week. It was a tie.
No,
it was
2 weeks ago they tied. Last week they should have beat the Saints, and they lost. And then they beat the Jets last night with rookie quarterback Baker Mayfield is now on the scene. Mm-hmm. He is in the building. He came in to quarterback them to victory. Local news brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE. Or see their page on Facebook online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Beware of road closures today before tonight's Illini football game. The game star Kirby Avenue between 1st and 4th Streets will be closed starting this morning and remain closed through all of tomorrow. A section of Peabody Drive will be closed this afternoon. Also, a section of 1st Street will close starting mid-morning, extending to Stadium Drive later, and it'll reopen around halftime. Do you feel like you're getting more scam calls on your cell phone? You are not alone, and it could get worse. First Orion, a company that provides phone carriers and their customers caller ID and blocking technology, says nearly half of all cell phone calls next year will come from scammers. The firm projects a major increase in incoming spam calls, going from 3.7% of total calls in 2017 to 29% this year to a projected 45% by early 2019. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook. Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast from the National Weather Service and brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. They turn your feelings into flowers. BlossomBasket.com, 367 Rose, BlossomBasket.com. You just go to Ron Bailey and the great people at Blossom Basket, and they will take care of a fabulous bouquet. Really brighten somebody's day. Well, okay, football tonight. It's Illinois football tonight at 8 o'clock. Wow, okay, feels a little funky. It's Friday, and we have a Friday night football game at Memorial Stadium. Tailgating begins probably pretty soon. Okay, weather today, there's a chance of rain, but early. Otherwise, I think not bad, Diane.
We've got some morning showers and thunderstorms. Today's high 81, but partly cloudy by tonight in the game. Low 53, partly cloudy and a high only 74 tomorrow, down to 48.
What?
And then sunny on Sunday with a high 79, low 56. Wow, what a forecast.
Getting down to it. Here we go.
And there's some rain in the area now. The temperature's at 77. ESPN 93.5.
That camera, we got it. Mm-hmm. Camera Clifton, political strategist. Clifton Network Partners. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Good morning.
Good morning. Nothing going on in politics, so I guess we can talk about the weather.
whenever you want, Stevie, I'm always happy to be with you.
Thank you. Nice to visit with you. Geraldo Rivera, who I really like, liberal. Probably never voted the same way in my life with Geraldo Rivera. He just said on the TV that this is all to delay Brett Kavanaugh's vote. This is a Democratic strategy. Dianne Feinstein pulled it off at the last minute. Geraldo Rivera now. This is to stop Kavanaugh, you know, and that's all it is. He said, I've been around too long. This is what's going on. So there's no refuting that. Everybody thinks that. This is the most ridiculous thing that is just unfolding before our eyes. The witness is now demanding that Brett Kavanaugh testify first. The accused goes first. I want her to speak, camera, but this is getting ridiculous.
Well, I think actually I agree with you completely, and I too have a few rare moments of agreement with Geraldo Rivera, but I think this is sort of one of those tipping points where we decide, are we more interested in policy or are we more interested in political machinations? Because every time that, particularly the Democrats, doesn't look good for them, they wheel out all of these, very distracting and very disheartening and unsettling things in the marketplace, and use the media to, push that line of propaganda. And it doesn't serve us well. It's time for us to really look at policy. You know, that's what we send everybody to one of the three branches for. That's why we want them there, is to care about the people's business, not about their own, business. So I want I'm glad we got Neil Gorsuch. I covered that too. But I want Brett Kavanaugh to be confirmed, Stevie, because, the midterms are going to be what they are. But what's really important, we never really talk much about, is that the first Monday in October, the court opens, and there are some very important cases on their docket. And if he's not there to hear them, he won't be able to weigh in. So one of them is freedom of religion, or not freedom of religion, freedom for religion, to the right to practice your religious beliefs as you want them to be. And that's really important because it impacts everybody's life.
I understand they want to get him seated, but this stuff about, looking into an allegation 36 years ago, again, I want her to speak. I've never heard of a witness having demands on how it's going to work. Never heard of that. That's a new one.
You've not had very many instances where her legal team is being funded by George Soros.
Well, her lead lawyer went against Paula Jones. I mean, they're not consistent. You know why Lady Justice has a blindfold? Lady Justice has a blindfold because it doesn't matter if it's a Republican or Democrat.
Exactly, and that's what we count on. That's what we want this to be. But the reality is that it's all about political expediency. That's all it is. You know, I was thinking about how did this even happen? I mean, apparently Dianne Feinstein knew about this back in the summer, in June or July. But my guess is, if you're George Soros or his organization, and all you really want is the disintegration of the way that American, constitutional law is written, then what do? You do everything that you can, and you use all your billions to fund it. I was trying to imagine how much money they must have spent to even find this woman. Because, this is not the kind of thing that someone just decides, I've waited 36 years or I just found out in a session or whatever. I mean, she can't even prove that he was one of the bad actors in her memory.
No one
can back that up. So this is all about, political machinations, and that is the way that freedom is lost.
Well, you cannot have a system we have without equal justice under the law. And if you're going to go after him, you got to go after Keith Ellison, the future Attorney General of the state of Minnesota. Cory Booker apparently wrote an article about unwanted groping in high school that disqualifies him from the presidency. If we want to do all this, you're going to have very few ever want to run for office. And you cannot presume guilt. It will mess us up forever. And that's what's happening with these lead Democrats. I know what they're doing. They're trying to stall. But you're ruining a really good man's life. It's not fair.
Exactly.
It's not fair. How do people find you, Camera? Mm-hmm. How do people find you?
They can go to LinkedIn. And that's a great social media platform. And I always respond. And or they can email me at and use my personal email, camera, CAMARA, .C.Clifton, CLIFTON, @gmail.com. And I always respond. I love it.
Thank you, Camera. Always a pleasure.
God bless you. Take care. Have a great weekend.
God bless you as well. ESPN 93.5. What do you think? You can always text me, 359-2255, 359-2255. Alan Dershowitz said this is the most unbelievable affront on due process for a witness to demand that the victim, the accused victim, testify first. What? No. The only thing under demands that I would look at is not doing it Monday. We'll do it Tuesday. Okay. Come on. This
wow.
is so ridiculous. It is just unbelievable. Well, there's a buzz out there that there's a mistaken identity. There's three options, right? One, Brett Kavanaugh did it. Two, Brett Kavanaugh didn't do it. Three, she's lying. All accounts, she's pretty sincere. Might have happened. Who did it? Was he there? Was it somebody else? They went back to the yearbook.
Okay.
They found a guy that looks dang near identical.
Ooh.
And they think that the Democratic senators will be apologizing to Brett Kavanaugh a week from now. Well, if the guy steps forward, is the statute of limitations up? Of course, nobody will believe him. They'll think he's a stooge, you know, just doing it.
Uh-huh.
At this point, Brett Kavanaugh is guilty in the minds of many, and that's not fair. You can't just accuse somebody and assume guilt. That is a very dangerous thing to do. If you want to start that, it's not going to end with this. People can come out of the woodwork at the 11th hour on Democrats, too. The problem is the media won't cover that. Come on, man. 8:16 in New York City. It is 7:16 in Champaign, Urbana, yes. Illinois football tonight. Kim Brown coming
That's
up.
Right.
Let's check your sports headlines.
Well, the St. Louis Cardinals face the San Francisco Giants. This is their last homestand, I guess.
Yeah, well, there's only 9 games left.
Wow.
Six are in St. Louis and then at Wrigley to finish.
I feel like we just started.
It goes pretty quick, those 162 games.
Exactly. Man. All right, let's get your Redbird recap.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
Good morning, everyone. The Cardinals back on the field tonight at Busch Stadium. Just one final homestand of the 2018 regular season. The Giants in town for three beginning tonight. Then the Milwaukee Brewers. Tonight it's John Gant on the mound against Madison Bumgarner, Wainwright, and Rodriguez. Scheduled for tomorrow, Michaelis and Suarez on Sunday. Game time is 7:15 tonight. That means I have Ameren Total Access at 6:20. The Cardinals remain in the second wild card spot in the National League after taking two of three from the Atlanta Braves. Here is Cardinals manager Mike Schilt on Fox Sports Midwest.
That's kind of what we want to do, right? We win series, we'll be fine. So, great series. You know, again, tie and run to the plate in the night on the road. 2 out of 3 against the club leading their division. Feel pretty good about it. Look forward to going home and playing the Giants.
We'll talk to you tonight for baseball on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett, and what you're hearing in the background are the sounds of Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. It's also the feeling you get when you visit Wisconsin, and you'll feel it all around our state, from festivals to sporting events. It's tricky to say, but easy to feel. That's Gemütlichkeit, and that is Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the fun begin.
Cubs on the south side to face the Chicago White Sox. 3:10 start here on US 105.9.
All right, afternoon.
Mm-hmm. White Sox beat Cleveland in 11, 5-4 last night. So White Sox could be a little worn out. Yeah. That's not much lag time.
The Cubs are so much better
right.
than the White
but,
Sox.
You know.
Never know.
Never know.
Never
that's
know.
Why they
Go
play,
ahead,
the,
play
game.
The game.
Yeah. And that's what we were saying in NFL action last night. Browns. One
yeah.
over the Jets, and Baker Mayfield is
yeah.
someone that we'll be hearing
Rookie,
more about.
Number
yeah.
one pick leads them to their first win in 2 years. The only thing you don't want to be is the team that gets beat after 2 years of winless, and it was the New York Jets.
They
losing
had to
Cleveland.
Win eventually,
someone,
right?
Yeah, somebody was going to, yeah.
And Khalil Mack, all of us, with the Bears camp going crazy. We have them taking on the Arizona Cardinals, Illinois, and number 10 Penn State.
Let's
the Nittany
go.
Lions right now, 27-point favorites, 8 o'clock tonight. The streets around Memorial Stadium really start closing at 9 a.m.
Yeah, it's going to be, don't drive around.
And they're continuing that through because the high school games tomorrow. All right. There's four high school games. Unity and Olympia is what we're spotlighting on the J.T. Walker's High School Sports Showcase at 1 tomorrow.
Okay, here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, rainy conditions, so much so. Jason texted in from Tuscola saying heavy rain and wind. It's hard to see out here, and some of the country roads are flooded. So take note this morning, but then partly cloudy and a low 53 into the evening tonight. Tomorrow's high at 74, down to 48 in the evening. Partly cloudy conditions. Sunny on Sunday with a high 79, low 56. Rainy around the area. Not here at our studios in Urbana, though. 77 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. A little more on the ballgame tonight. Stand by. 7:20 now in Champaign, Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network. Opening at all-time highs this morning, the S&P and the Dow, which saw a lot of its gains yesterday from bank stocks, healthcare companies, and tech, like Apple. Its new XS and XS Max iPhones go on sale in stores today. One analyst predicting Apple will deliver 109 million units over the next 12 months. Delta Airlines rolling out what it touts as a glimpse of the future at Atlanta's International Airport this year when it equips a terminal there with face scanning technology that will let some passengers use a facial recognition technology system from curb to gate. The airline says it'll be the first biometric terminal in the U.S. and should save up to 9 minutes a flight. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
I used to post to job boards only to be overwhelmed with resumes,
which made it easy to miss a great candidate.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology finds the right people
and actively invites them to apply.
So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Maybe it's this weekend you go out to Honda BMW and test drive something. Test drive a BMW. Test drive a Honda CR-V. I love the CR-V. I love a lot of what they have. They are a dealership that is recognized internationally as one of the top 10% Honda dealers in the United States of America. That is hard to do. Ben Quattrone and his team have done it. If you are interested in a fabulous award-winning dealership, it is Honda BMW. You can go online to their great website, drivechampagne.com. It's right off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. And they've got hundreds of Hondas waiting for you. Craig will help you on the Honda side. Kenny over in the BMW. DriveChampagne.com, DriveChampagne.com, Honda BMW, an award-winning dealership right here in our community.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. And right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $28.99 or a Mobil 1 Oil Filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Game day, which feels really, really weird. Friday, game day. Doesn't happen very often, but here we are. He is Division of Intercollegiate Athletics Director of Media Relations, Kent Brown. How are you, my friend?
I'm great, Stevie. It is game day, and woke up to, it's cloudy out this morning, but that's all going to clear out of here. It's going to be a great afternoon and a great evening at Memorial Stadium.
What do you do tomorrow?
Well, we have this little thing going on called the Athletic Hall of Fame induction tomorrow. And so for many of us, tomorrow's not really a Not really an off day, but
well, you don't have can't you don't have an off day, man. What that whole gosh, you're a big shot in the U of I athlete. You don't get a day off. This is like
there are many people who when you get into athletics don't quite understand that until you get in it.
Yeah.
And you know, winter games, Steven. There are evenings and weekends,
yeah.
Right?
So, right.
You know, your whole life revolves around evening and weekend games and events and stuff like that, which is great. This is why we do what we do. But yeah, I wish I could sleep in tomorrow. But tomorrow we got Hall of Fame stuff starting fairly early and going until the middle of the afternoon.
Well, Kent Brown, DIA, Director of Media Relations. So the Hall of Fame weekend, I think Tay and Karp.
Yeah, they've got Dave Downey, Darren Fletcher, and Dana Howard coming on the air after 3.
3 o'clock. Is it 3 o'clock? 4 to 6.
Oh, yeah, 4 to 6.
Yeah, they're in the 5 o'clock hour, I think they're going to be on.
That's awesome. Okay, so it's a great weekend. We have Penn State in. Obviously, Penn State pretty darn good. We get our 5 guys back that were suspended to play, and I think that'll help us. Where is the football team, do you think, Kent?
Well, I know they were very disappointed after last week. I mean, I don't think there's anybody who ran that locker room that felt we just shouldn't have won that game in Chicago. And even I think all our fans thought we probably should have won that game. You have a lead like that in the fourth quarter and not able to finish it and really just needed one more score and one defensive play, and we probably come away with a big victory. And so, you know, mentally, I think they're in a good spot because it was a disappointed locker room. You know, you don't want to take moral victories away, but there was some confidence built in that game. And, you know, this is just, we've been trying to say, and I think Coach has been trying to say it all along, this is a different football team than what we've seen the last couple of years. And this will be a great test because Penn State is really, really good.
Yep.
And their offense is fantastic. They got a Heisman Trophy candidate at quarterback, but they don't have quite the running backs that they had a year ago. So this is going to be a huge test. And, you know, we had a freshman who started his very first game at quarterback, last week. And you know, hopefully he gets better this week.
Well, and AJ Bush still hurt. Is that the word?
Well, he's struggling with and Coach has talked about his hamstring normally, you know, it's a bit of a, you can't just push those things, you know, you don't want to get injured for the rest of the year either. So, I know they're keeping a real close eye on him. He did get better all week, but it's one of those things where no one wants to have him re-injure himself, right. And he's going to be out for a month, you know. And so they got to be careful how they work with him.
How will traffic work around the stadium today and tomorrow?
Well, Kirby Avenue is going to close today at 9 a.m. and be closed all the way through tomorrow because we have the high school games going on too. You know, we got those 4 high school games going on at the stadium tomorrow. And so Kirby will be closed between 1st and 4th from 9 till who knows what time, probably close to 10:30 or so, I guess, tomorrow night. First Street's going to close off there around the stadium this afternoon. Some of the parking lots are already open. Some that are university lots will, because of employees who work during the day, because the day is a work day, of course, you know, we'll have a little bit shifted hours, but most of our parking lots are already open. So it's going to be a little bit different traffic flow around. So fans, you know, people who are driving through town just need to be aware of that.
Are we going to have a pretty decent crowd tonight? I think they'll be electric and fired up. And if we can stay competitive into the second half, the crowd's going to help. Tonight, I think they're going to be really juiced.
I agree with you. I think we'll have a pretty good crowd. And I think that, you know, anytime it's a night game, there is an extra level of energy that comes with that, and so I hope our fans do it. I hope that you know, for guys like I don't want to throw you in this too, but after, you know, this is a late start, 8 o'clock start. Man, by 10 o'clock, my battery starts running down. So I'm going to have to. We have some iced coffee up in the press box. I'm going to have to put a couple extra glasses of that today to.
Man, you're my hero. You make it till 10? Good
right.
for you. Good for you, big boy. That's impressive.
Yeah, well, I'm not have to be in there at 5 o'clock or whatever time, you know, radio people start their days either.
That's right. Well,
so are they still doing the walk and the team,
yeah.
Marching Illini? What time's that?
Yeah, so 5:45 is the Illini walk in Grange Grove, and it should be really going today. We got the band, the Marching Illini, plays with the The drum corps plays right before that. We've got Feeding Hillbillies and a DJ on the student end of the Grange Grove, and the Feeding Hillbillies on the south end. Of course, the beer tent's going to open this afternoon. We've got, like I said, the Illini Walk at 5:45 and the March Illini around them, and so it should be pretty juiced around Grange Grove this afternoon.
Nice.
You can't get, like, the whole experience is just, it's so different. It's so fun. Do you ever get, like, I don't know, numb to it, or you always say, man, this is fun?
Well, it is fun because the games are what everybody points towards and being a part of it. And you know, today, because I know how it's going to probably look out there, this is one of those days where I take a little bit of a special advantage of what I do. And I go up in the Colonnades Club or the Colonnades of the stadium there on the west side and overlook Grange Grove when the team comes through.
Yeah.
It's a great vantage point. The band's playing. I mean, it really gets you charged up and a lot of school pride when you see that happening. So that's where I'll probably be today at sometime between about 5:45 today.
Well, listen, appreciate your time every week. We want those Fighting Illini to go pull that major upset. Who knows? Things happen. It could happen. Talk to you next week. Kent, thank you.
All right, Steve. Have a great one.
He is Division of Intercollegiate Athletics Director of Media Relations, Kent Brown.
Go Illini.
Yep, Illini.
That's right.
ESPN 93.5, back
Let's
with
beat
more.
Penn State.
Yeah, sure.
That'd be great.
Let's go.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's sexual assault accuser says she is willing to give Senate testimony under certain conditions. Fox's Doug Lazader.
They do not want any questions from lawyers at this hearing, only from members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Kavanaugh would not be allowed in the room, and Judge Kavanaugh must testify first. Now, that last demand seems very unlikely to be met. There's a longstanding legal tenet in this country that the accused always has an opportunity to respond to allegations.
Allegations Judge Kavanaugh denies. Five people, including an 8-year-old girl, are shot outside a home in Syracuse, New York.
This senseless violence impacts the entire community. And it's just that, it's senseless.
Mayor Ben Walsh there. Police say the shots were fired from across the street as about 50 people gathered for a memorial service for someone who died from cancer. Nobody's been arrested. Fox News. We report. You decide.
All right. I got tickets to the Colonnades tonight. Because Kent mentioned he's going to go up there and kind of oversee stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I have two primo upstairs elevator ride, colonnades.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's kind of on the fancy side.
It's the fancy side. You're with...
have to wear a collared shirt.
You're with the people.
Uh-huh.
If you would like to win two tickets, Colonnades tonight's game, 8 o'clock, elevator ride.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah.
I belong up there.
Exactly.
Here are my tickets.
Lots of delicious food.
359-2255. Let's just go crazy here. Text in, 100th text gets the two primo seats I have for the game.
Nice.
I could use them myself, but no, I want you to have them. 359-2255. Text in me, Illini, whatever you want to do.
Uh-huh.
Anybody yet?
Oh, Kent just texted me. Remind Stevie, Holiday Fame induction at 2 o'clock inside State Farm Center, free and open to the public.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah, 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 359-2255, any text?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 100th text, two tickets, Colonnades.
Okay.
Let's go.
We're a quarter of the way here.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Just like that?
Mm-hmm.
Text in anything you want, Illini, Cardinals. No, just text. 359-2255, 100th text gets my two primo seats.
By the way, before we started this flux of texts, when Christine Blankley Ford is found lying, isn't that slander? And isn't slander punishable by prison?
Sure, it's a criminal act if you're falsely accused. However, who says she is? Who says he's not innocent? Who says she's not lying? We don't know. That's the whole point. You can't presume guilt when somebody just accuses you of something. That is so wrong, folks. It's against everything we believe in for our Constitution and our justice. Okay, let's check our local news. Jamie Monticelli.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. An open house is planned for later today so that Fowler Farm can show how it provides a chance for students to be outdoors and discover new interests. The open house is set for 5 until 6:30 p.m. today. The News Gazette says the project is funded by a grant from the Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation. Fowler Farm is now in its third year. The project started off focusing on sustainable gardening. It has expanded to include chickens and a pond dug by students. The website Niche, which provides reviews of colleges all across the country, has revealed the toughest colleges to get into in Illinois for 2019. The University of Chicago was named the hardest college in the state to get into. Northwestern University came in second place. Robert Morris University, Illinois, was third. The University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign was named the fourth hardest school to get into. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
All right, 7:35 already? Man. 100th text.
That's right.
Bailey?
Yeah?
You win.
Yay.
How old are you?
11.
You're awesome. And where do you go to school?
Edison.
You're the best. So you get two fancy schmancy seats. You get to ride an elevator up. You get to sit up with the big boys and girls. And you win. And right before school, way to go. You got any orange?
Thank you.
You have any orange clothing you can wear?
Yeah.
Okay, Bailey. You have a fabulous time at the game tonight, and thank you for listening.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So sweet.
Wow. Love it.
All right.
Bailey wins.
That's fun to have that kind of colonnades experience as an 11-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
No, it's really cool. Love it. Thank you for all your texts. Got a lot of them. College is a financial undertaking, especially with costs increasing annually. Be an educated college consumer. Busey wants to help you. Busey suggests some tips like take stock of savings. Nothing like having a little nest egg. Familiarize yourself with the financial aid. I know all about FAFSA and the Parent Plus loans, all part of the process. We've had four at the University of Illinois at one time.
Uh-huh.
To our knowledge, no one. According to Chancellor Jones, he has knowledge of no one that has done four at once.
That's quite a financial hit.
Feel pretty good about that one, yeah. Anyway, familiarize yourself with your options. Get familiar with net price calculators. Talk frankly with your child about the college costs. They ought to know. If you want to try and pay, that's great. You want to share it, that's great. Important for college students to take control of their financial future by saving whatever they can whenever they can. I bet Bailey has a little savings going on. Help your student form a strong foundation for money management. Boy, that's the truth. You need that. Busey has so many resources. You can go to the Resource Center at Busey.com. They've got tools. They're happy to sit with you. I'm sure the Busey folks have people that go to schools, too, that can help you and educate kids at an early age. It's very important. Investment products and services not FDIC insured. May lose value. No bank guarantee. It's our friends at Busey. All right, 737 ESPN 93.5.
Are you shopping for new floors? You want designer imported tile, stunning hardwoods, durable vinyl planks, and the softest carpets. Flooring Surfaces stocks all of these and more. You'll find a beautiful showroom, an immense inventory, and skilled professionals ready for any size project. Tile your shower, put up a backsplash, replace your carpet. We do it all with an eye for detail. The best floors come from Flooring Surfaces. 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
Come out and see why Willow Pond Golf Club is the most improved golf course in Central Illinois. Play a beautiful course at a great price in Rantoul. Golf for $25 Monday through Friday and $30 on the weekends. Plus, don't forget the senior special. Golf Monday through Friday with a cart for $20. Work on your swing. Work on putting. There's no better place to finish up the golf season than playing Willow Pond Golf Course in Rantoul. And don't forget to grab a great meal and drinks at the 19th Hole Bar and Grill. Willow Pond Golf Course. We'll see you at the pond. ESPN 93.5, our friend Brian Searcy, he is a workplace expert. How are you, Brian?
I'm well today. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. It's good to have you back. You're a learned man when it comes to workplace. People driving to work right now.
Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. So, millennials, talk to me. What are the ages of millennials again?
Well, millennials are anybody born after 1995. So
okay.
Anywhere, the oldest millennial right now is about 37, 38 years old. So that's the demographic, and then Generation Z are the ones that are following behind the the millennials. But what we're actually seeing is there's kind of a blend now between the Generation Z and especially the younger millennials as they're coming out of college, getting into the workforce.
They like flexibility, do they not?
Yeah, especially the younger millennials and the Generation Z, they're one of the most frank of a group of people that you're going to meet, but they love flexibility. And one of the key things that they really like is to give back to society. So when they're looking for that for their job, they're not just looking for a job that, you know, they're going to go and get a salary. They want to have a job that is going to add meaning to their life, both from what is important to them, but also to give back to society. So they're the first generation for, you know, that truly has embraced that you don't just go get a job to make money, to have income, to pay for your family. They truly want to have that experience, and they want to feel as if they're contributing.
And if people, employers need to understand it. They don't need to poo-poo and say, you're going to fit into my square peg here, right? I mean, you need to understand what you got.
Absolutely, but it needs to be two-way communication, and that's one of the things that's lacking with the young men and women. About 60% of young men and women coming out of school today, according to PayScale, don't have the necessary personal skills to even have that good communication when they get that first job. And that's one of the things that companies are having to struggle with is, how do I communicate to these new hires, to these new young men and women that I'm hiring, what it is that they need to do? So how do I do that communication? But they're also now being forced to teach these skills to these young men and women so that they can understand what it is that the company does and realize that everything isn't going to be catered to them.
Yeah.
They're going to have responsibility. They're going to have to get the job done. They're going to have to meet requirements. If they make mistakes, they're going to have to be responsible for those. So that's the struggle that's going on in the workplace today.
It seems commonsensical. However, the phone has hurt our communication and eye contact skills, has it not?
The phone has, as well as about the last 20 or 25 years where we stopped holding people as they grew up responsible for things that they did and giving them responsibility so that they could learn how to be accountable when things happened.
Talking about the helicopter parent, or maybe even heard this one the other day, the lawnmower parent that you kind of bulldoze all obstacles in front of your child so they don't have any stress.
Oh. Absolutely, the bulldozer parent. We're one of the biggest places you see that now is for kids going to college, where parents are actually going on job interviews with their kids.
Wow, are you kidding me? Are you serious?
That's a real thing.
And thus that leads to safe places needed after a candidate doesn't win the presidency. So maybe we are a little soft.
Well, and that's the whole thing. And the divisiveness in our country, because people don't have these personal skills across the board, and there's a bunch of factions that want to maintain the divisiveness that we have going on by having their opinion that just drives this divisiveness is the example that we're setting for the kids. But one of the things that you're spot on with is the technology of the smartphone. They're great at communicating via text or the apps that they have, but you take that away from them, they have no idea then what they're supposed to do. Irony is we're actually seeing that with all the generations because even though they had great behavior on how to communicate, they have come and started to behave just like these younger kids are with their phones. They're on their phones all the time.
Yeah.
They're getting the same types of satisfaction out of being on the phone as their kids. So they are struggling with the same issue. So this is actually starting to transcend all of the generations that are out there.
It's Brian Searcy. How do people find you, my friend?
Brian Searcy, brian.searcy@mainstreetpilot.com, or go to the website, mainstreetpilot.com.
And Searcy is Searcy. Brian, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
That is correct.
Thank you, sir. 743.
Mainstreetpilot.com. Tim had texted in the participation trophy generation.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm part of that, and we did give a lot of trophies.
Yes.
But I'm hoping my kids are tough enough and able to be somebody that people would want in the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
Because the job of a parent, certainly one of them, is to make them self-reliant, positive contributors to society. And hopefully, you know, people want to be around too. But that phone, man, I'm telling you, the damage it's done, you know, it's ironic because we're more connected than ever and more distant than ever. We're connected, but we don't know who's sitting next to us.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Something about eye-to-eye contact.
Well, and you're never alone. For me, it was the kitty cat sheet. When I was 3-4 years old, I had a sheet. Sucked my thumb. That was it.
I did, too.
So it's like sucking your thumb. Uh-huh. You don't have your phone, you feel just as insecure.
Exactly.
744, we'll check your sports next. ESPN 93.5.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Inc. It's fall, and it's a special time to buy a Trane heating and cooling system for your home from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering discounts up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying Trane systems. That's $1,000 off or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at landsinc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Troy Lands. You can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands or visit Trane.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions.
Shopping for a mortgage is one of life's major financial commitments. At Prospect Bank, we won't let the process overwhelm you. Sit down with me, Wade Franklin, and let's work one-on-one to find the best mortgage to lead you home. The opportunity is yours. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbors Nursery. There are two big things going on right now at Country Arbors. All our trees are 20% off. If you lost a tree to the ash borer or have a new home that needs some shade, now is a perfect time to come pick out a tree at Country Arbors. The other big event is the start of mum season. Country Arbors is the largest grower of mums in our area, and our large 3-gallon mum is just $6. Country Arbors is the home of the giant $6 mum. Choose from 66 varieties and lots of different sizes and pots. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery, a family tradition of growing plants for 153 years. Visit countryarbors.com for more information.
Are you at your best when the whistle blows? With Carl Sports Medicine, you can jump higher, run faster, and be on your game every time. Take advantage of our professional athletic training services, plus injury prevention and free sports medicine walk-in clinics with injury experts. Get ready to reach your personal best. Visit carl.org/sportsmedicine or call 217-383-9400. Carl, official medical provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. About 15 years ago, Stacy Orico's song told us that there must be more in life. She sang, "I've got it all, but I feel deprived. I go up and I come down. I'm emptier inside. There's got to be more to life than chasing down every temporary high to satisfy." Stacy was echoing many people's thoughts. We may have it all, yet we feel empty inside. The truth is, no matter where we are in life, no matter what our circumstances, there's more for us in life. It's unlimited. There's more to learn, more to give, more to love, and more to care. We determine how we are in this life, so let us decide to learn more, to love more, to care more, to be more. Don't ever let anyone take away your dream and your gratitude. You are the owner of your future. Come hang around with me at the iHotel on Tuesday, November 13th, as we host John Maxwell's Live to Lead. Buy your tickets today at HabibHabib.com and join many local companies who are sending their teams to this event. I hope to see you there.
Yeah, you got to go. Habib Habib, the 13th of November, iHotel, John Maxwell. It will help you. It'll help your team. Here you go. Sports headlines, ESPN 93.5.
St. Louis Cardinals have a home game, and this is it, against the San Francisco Giants in this series. I'm glad we handed out those tickets earlier this week.
Yeah, I gave out tickets to the game tomorrow and Sunday. Now, Cardinals are a game and a half ahead of Colorado with 9 to play, and they just got to win. And San Francisco coming in, you got to get 2 out of 3 of these, and then you got Milwaukee and the Cubs to finish. So this could come down to the final few games, or if you can get some help from the Colorado opponents in the next 10 games, they have 10 left, Cardinals have 9. It's coming down to it. Hopefully the Redbirds will have at least one game in the postseason.
The Cubs will have a series starting up against the Chicago White Sox on the south side. 3-10 start today, 6-10 tomorrow, and 1-10 on Sunday. All these games in Chicago. I'm not sure if they're all on the south side, though. Do they alternate? Go to Wrigley?
I think they go back and forth during the year, but I don't know.
Okay.
I just know that the Cubs...
The games are in Chicago.
The Cubs have not sealed the Central up yet. They really need to win and close out the Milwaukee Brewers. Brewers are only 2.5 back. A little too close for comfort. Shouldn't happen. But it's still within the realm of possibility. Cubs do not want to be a wild card team.
Well, and it's most likely they'll win today because the Chicago White Sox went into 11 innings to beat Cleveland 5-4 yesterday. NFL action. Browns win over the Jets. Baker Mayfield making some good time there as the quarterback for the Browns. And Khalil Mack for the Bears. Bears Nation happy about him. They've got a game coming up Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals.
Hall of Fame. Beat the Cardinals, yeah, for sure. They're not
Let's
good.
Hope.
Bears are pretty good now. They're better than I thought.
I know.
Could be pretty good
they
season.
Beat Seattle.
Well, they're pretty good. I think they're going to be okay, and I think they have a shot at the playoffs.
Well, and while we're staying positive, we've got Penn State coming to town, Stevie. So right now, 27-point favorite. The Nittany Lions are ranked number 10 in the nation. 8 o'clock kickoff. Go Illini. We had Kent Brown on earlier, and usually it's 5:45, I guess, for that Illini walk.
Yep.
In case you want to try to high-five the team and see the marching Illini, the feuding hillbillies. This should be pretty fun tonight, and this rain should be out of there by 1 o'clock this afternoon.
What's the temp tonight when the dark happens?
Okay,
what time?
You're
going to need a jacket.
I'm looking for a low.
I'm bringing a
53.
Jacket. Yeah, I'm bringing a jacket.
Yeah, I would too.
It's awful to be cold at a sporting event.
Yeah.
I'll sit on it if I don't need it.
And then tomorrow we've got Unity and Olympia at 1 o'clock.
Yep.
High 74, low 48.
How about young Austin Berkland doing play-by-play tomorrow?
Is that right?
He is.
Good for him.
Color commentator Ben Sankey. Former NFL quarterback.
Okay.
So that ought to be fun.
Should be great.
By the way, Illinois tonight, I'm seeing 28 and 27 and a half. That means that Penn State's supposed to roll. It's supposed to be 45-17 or something.
Okay.
So if it's in the second half and we're competitive, I think you have to take that. They're bigger, stronger, faster. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they can drop the ball, they can fumble, we can pick off the pass.
Uh-huh.
Stuff happens in a football game. To beat Penn State tonight be a tall order. This one in Wisconsin are probably the two that I had penciled in that it's going to be hard to compete. Everything else on my schedule, I think we have a shot to win. Every other game, I think we have a chance, based on what I saw against South Florida, to be competitive, have a chance to win every other game this year, except tonight and Wisconsin. And I hope I'm wrong.
Love the optimism.
Yeah.
From 4 to 6 at Neil and Kirby, come on over to Game Day. They'll have some great specials, and maybe you get some signatures. They've got Dave Downey, Darren Fletcher, and Dana Howard on the Tay and Carp Show on our Hall of Fame weekend here on ESPN 93.5. And don't forget, it's a free induction ceremony tomorrow at 2 at the State Farm Center. Illinois Volleyball, I haven't mentioned them. They are 11-0, but so is Purdue. They're ranked number 16. We are ranked number 11. That game happening in West Lafayette.
Yeah, you win that one. Boy, that's something else. You beat Purdue on their home court. Let's check your weather for the weekend.
All right, we've got a high of 82 expected. 52 our low tonight. Chance of showers this morning at 80%. As you can tell, there are some showers in the area now. High 74, low 48 in the forecast for tomorrow with partly cloudy conditions. Sunny and a high 78, low 56 on Sunday. A nice weekend ahead. ESPN 93.5, we're at 75.
CMI has a solution and expertise you've been looking for with the Checkmate system and electrostatic sprayer. Keep your workout, gym, office, school, or public transportation services clean as can be. CMI's electrostatic sprayers and chemicals, they'll enable a quick and effective application, and as fully charged droplets hit the surface, they create an even spread, ensuring the top, bottom, and backside of the surface completely covered. Stay ahead of flu season. Call CMI, Betsy, and Brad Parks. Find out more about the world's number one electrostatic cleaning tool today. 359-6262 or CMIclean.com, CMIclean.com.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Have you noticed a change in the air? The days are getting longer and soon we'll be in full club car season. But don't just drive a club car. Check out all the custom accessories at Battery Specialist Plus Golf Cars in Champaign. Everything you need to make a club car statement or build the club car of your dreams just the way you want it. The journey starts at BSPGC.com. Battery Specialist Plus Golf Cars. 133 Kenyon Road just off I-74. Get on the road with a custom club car. BSPGC.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, every month we feature somebody in law enforcement because they deserve it. They do a tremendous job. This month, from the Champaign Police Department, it's Officer Steve Vogel. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Betcha. You started in Washington, D.C.?
Yep. I spent about 5 years there before coming to Champaign-Urbana.
That's different.
Yeah. A little busier.
I mean,
quite a drastic change from where I...
What did you do in Washington, D.C.?
I was a police officer for the city of Washington, D.C.
Man, that's busy.
Very busy.
So you were... When your shift was on, you were out.
Yeah. We rode with two-man cars, and we went from call to call to call.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Northeast Pennsylvania, just above Scranton.
Well, Scranton, the office.
There you go.
Talk about everybody knows the office, right? Okay, so Champaign-Urbana, how?
My wife got into grad school at UIC Chicago, but she took all her classes here in Champaign-Urbana, so.
What's your take on Champaign?
I like it.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
There's nothing better than real Texas barbecue and no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Every cut of beef, brisket, turkey breast, pork loin, and chicken are carefully selected and rubbed with a signature spice blend infused with Hickory Smoke for juicy, award-winning flavor and served up right here in Central Illinois for over 20 years. So come on in for a taste as big as Texas. Dine in, take it home, or serve it up to the entire gang in Decatur, Springfield, Urbana, and Peoria.
We got high school football. We'll carry the game tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. The J.T. Walker's High School Football Showcase brought to you by...
Country financial agent Jesse DeHaan, 1200 West Bloomington Road in Champaign, Parkland College. Transfer the credits. Don't get a boatload of debt. Tapman's Towing, 328-2424. Prospect Bank, they build lifeline relationships. The newest commercial lender is Angela Carr, member FDIC. ABC Heating and Air, always be comfortable. For your residential and commercial needs, call 352-5400. Roof Doctors, reliable professionals caring for your roof at Roof Doctors. Carl Sports Medicine, prevent or recover from injury. Family owned and operated Illini Mattress. Online at IlliniMattress.com. John and Brenda Mumaw with Mumaw Trucking have not given up on the Unity Rockets.
Let's go.
So they are looking forward to a win against Olympia at 1 o'clock at Memorial Stadium Saturday. And finally, country financial agent Keith Garrett. Those good student discounts, something you might want to pursue in Tolono, 485-3010.
Roof Doctors, Tammy wanted me to mention how much they appreciate all the votes they were receiving from the News Gazette People's Choice Award to make them a finalist. And Roof Doctors is terrific. Randy and Tammy, what integrity and how good they are at roofing. It's crazy good. Randy and Tammy at Roof Doctors. Okay, I wanted to mention RadioRefunds.com. We have some more Scotties up. Scotties right
Brewhouse,
there on Scotties Brewhouse off Neal. We were there the other night. I got $50 gift cards for $25.
Nice.
Mosser's Shoes, brand new.
Okay.
Mosser's Shoes, they're terrific. They're up there near the mall.
Mm-hmm.
The Piercy family, I'm talking about quality. Birkenstocks. I've got $100 gift cards for $50.
Wow.
You cannot beat that, folks. You need to go to RadioRefunds.com, get a Mosser Shoes $100 gift card for only $50. Where else could you possibly save $50 on the quality of a Birkenstock?
Okay.
Nowhere.
Nice.
Really an opportunity. RadioRefunds.com. You better get there before they're gone. Okay. Finally, before we leave you in this hour, we've got this. Doobie Brothers, four-time Grammy Award, sold more than 48 million albums, coming to Champaign State Farm Center one night, Wednesday, October 10th.
Excuse me, could you turn that down just a little bit?
Beginning Monday, October 1, we'll have you a chance to win free tickets. $59.50 value. If you want tickets for sure, just go to 866-ILLINI1 or ESPNCU.com and click on the Doobie Brothers image.
That'll be a lively crowd singing along with all those songs.
Well, will we smell anything?
I don't know. I smell things a lot these days.
Yeah. Come on, Doobie Brothers. Let's go.
Thank you.
you turn it down, please? October 10th. It's a Wednesday. All right. You need a date night. Why not?
Ticket giveaway beginning October 1 here. Art back in a moment. ESPN 93.5. The news next.
Illini fans, are you ready for game day in Liddyville? Get all your orange and blue gear from Game Day Spirit. Game Day Spirit is the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, providing all Illinois fans, alumni, and students with the best gear for the best team. Shop from a wide variety of t-shirts and sweatshirts, brands, and styles to help you support your Fighting Illini. Get your gear from Game Day and go Illini.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
I'm Jay Lehman, former Fighting Illini All-American linebacker. When I needed new flooring for my home, I chose quality, and that's why I chose Flooring America. Flooring America is the place to help you with all of your flooring needs, from hardwood, carpet, tile, laminate, and vinyl.